Awesome. Today we have the incredible opportunity to continue. It's been a short hiatus since we last met, but to continue learning together groundbreaking halachic shuvot and discussions from the last century. And arguably today we will deal with one of the more exciting, interesting, and ferocious battles that happened in Klal Yisrael, and that is discussing the role of smoking and halacha. Today I'm going to preface with two things. First and foremost, we are dafka going to be discussing smoking cigarettes. We're not going to get into the discussion of marijuana, vaping, heroin, or any other vices that people may or may not have. We're not going to discuss those. Maybe another week we could discuss those. But for tonight, we're going to strictly stick to the world of cigarettes. And that's our number one. We're going to strictly everything we talk today. The klalim that we discuss obviously are going to be applied, similar klalim, for the other vices and forms of smoking, vaping, etc. that are out there. But there's Makoros over there next to Ariel if you want. But tonight in particular, we're really going to hone in and focus specifically on the world of cigarettes. And within the world of cigarettes, we should know the vast majority of the halachic and Torah literature about cigarettes is in regards to which sugya? Anyone know?
Yuma?
Hilchos Yom Tov. Why is majority of the discussion regarding cigarettes already starting 500, 600, 700 years ago about cigarettes is on the halachos of Yom Tov? Because the Gemara in Ksuvos, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, discusses, right, that on Yom Tov you could do something that's a Meichel Shavu L'Chol Nefesh, right? You could do something, or right, it's a food that's Shavu L'Chol Nefesh, something that rove people, they get enjoyment from, they do, you're allowed to do on Yom Tov, just like you're allowed to eat on Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara, Mugmar's Usser, right, Rashi, it's a Meichel Mefunakim, it's something that people, you know, only the spoiled, the very rich, etc. do on Yom Tov. So there's a whole discussion in the postgim, what about smoking cigarettes, the Pnei Yoshua, the Korban Nisanel, already discussed it, you know, hundreds of years ago, and so too Gedolei Achronim, up until Rebbeim, we're still alive today, are writing and talking about the topic, but we're not going to have Shir on Hilchos Yom Tov. I want to discuss the actual act of smoking cigarettes. Is the mice of smoking going to be something that is allowed or not allowed, regardless of the Yom Tov questions? Because the way I look at it is, before I ask the Shaila, can I smoke on Yom Tov, I have to ask the question, is it mutter al pi halacha to smoke? Right, I can't address the child. Oh, is it mutter to eat that on Yom Tov? Right, it's like you're saying, can I eat this food? You know, right? Can I eat this food? Let's say after I just finished my meat meal. Well, first I have to ask, is that food even kosher? Right? There's a bigger question. That's, is it even mutter to smoke? And only then can I approach the question of smoking on Yom Tov. So today we want to focus specifically. Many of the makoros that we have are going to apply also to Yom Tov, but we're going to ignore that part and focus specifically on the shaila of smoking in general. A little bit of structure. Today we're not going to focus necessarily on one tshuva. There's a lot of tshuva that talk about it. Hopefully we'll be able to cover as much of it as possible. And that's going to be a goal. Obviously we could continue during dinner if anyone wants, or if we don't finish. But the general structure, we're going to see some psukim, we're going to see a little bit of Gemara, Rambam, right? Yeshivas Migdal Torah, how can we not have at least two Rambams on the Koro sheet? It's crazy. Right? Minimum two. That's at least our goal. And then we're going to see some Ramaz, Lavush. Then we're going to see a Tzat in the Gemara and Shabbos and Mavakamo. Maybe it's going to be Mutter. And then we're going to see some Gedolia post game dealt with it, right? Rav Moshe, Shevet Alevi, the Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Asher Weiss, right? Pnini Halacha, Rav Bleish, the Dvar Rav Lior, and many others, as well as a fascinating letter that was put out a few years ago by the RCA. And two people who paskin on that letter are incredibly, incredibly important, as we will see later, because of a specific relationship they had with one of the earlier sources that we saw. With that, let's get rolling and see, are there more Makoros floating around? Moshe? Can you guys share? Awesome. So let's open up. First and foremost, we have to address the question. Before we start anything else, we are going to address the question of the pasuk in the Perek in Dvar and Perek Dalid. There are two important haros, the two pasukim here that are very important. One we put it here. The other we'll see later on. The pasuk in the pasuk Tevav tells us, "Ushmartim me'od l'nafshotechem." You have to be very, very careful to take care of your soul. Ushmartim, not just you have to, right? Ushmar. Ushmartim me'od. You have to be very, very careful.
Exceedingly.
Exactly. You have to be exceedingly careful. right? You have to be very careful about everything about your soul, right? That is something that's incredibly, incredibly important. And then Vayikra Perek Yichad, it says, you have to be very careful to safeguard all of the mitzvos that I have given you, right? Because v'chai b'hem, you have to live by them. The mitzvos were given to us specifically to live by. We're not here just to mess around, right? Oh, I put on tzitzis, ha ha ha. No, we live our life. We're living a life of tzitzis. We're living a life of Torah. We're living a life of mitzvos, of tefillin, Tama Torah, Sukkah, Dalaminim, right? We live by the mitzvos. The mitzvos are something that we incorporate our entire life, our entire being, because we live by them. We live by the mitzvos. What are those mitzvos going to be? Ushmartim Oren Hashotechem. You have to be very careful about your life. That's why this pasuk also says, Ushmartim Et Chukotai Moshe. You have to safeguard the mitzvos and live by them by definition. That's where we see you can't possibly have a mitzvah that is going to be detrimental to oneself. Haraya, we have mitzvos specifically, mitzvos d'oraisa. The Torah tells us, right? What's an example of a mitzvah d'oraisa the Torah gives us to protect us? Right? Let's say you have a wonder, you buy a Baruch Hashem, you buy a new house in Eretz Yisrael, and that house is this gorgeous mirpeset on the roof, beautiful roof overlooking, you know, the beautiful, exactly. You have a beautiful house right on the hilltop at the edge of Modin, overlooks the wonderful Ayalon Valley off to the side. Amazing, it's kishmak, it's beautiful. And you have a barbecue with your mishpacha on the roof, right? It's kishmak. Bachasmin, no, whoa. I wouldn't go that far. Yet, maybe we'll see. I don't know. Right? Question mark. Maybe we could smoke during this wonderful barbecue on the roof. But what's a prerequisite before you could possibly even have that barbecue on the roof? D'oraisa, you have to put a fence around your roof. Why? Because the Torah can't give us, right? The Torah has to set us parameters and gives us a mitzvah d'oraisa. Haraya, that it's so important to the Torah that we're safe, right? That you have to, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to put a fence around your roof. Right, there's a mitzvah to teach your son how to swim. The Gemara, the end of Kiddushin. Why do you have to teach your son how to swim? Because it's preparing him for life. Because Chas Shalom, he should be in a situation where he doesn't know how to swim and he's going to drown. Right? The Torah gives us mitzvos, midioraita, that we have to protect ourselves, set ourselves up for success in every possible way. Aliba delchaza, that's the way, right? Derecha derecha noam. The Torah's way is it's a derech of noam. It's a wonderful, amazing, enlightening, beautiful way of life. And that is obviously not going to put anyone in a way of danger, right? That's going to be something we are very much frowned upon. The Gemara in Yoma, as Paskin, the Libet Hilchasa, by the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, brings all discussion regarding, right, where do we know, what if something happens, and, right, Pikuach Nefesh comes up, a case of Pikuach Nefesh, Chas Shalom, Lo Aleinu comes up on Shabbos Kodesh, and now I have a Shaila. Can I call the ambulance on Shabbos? Reuven, Lo Aleinu, Reuven had a heart attack. Can I quick run over to the phone, pick up the phone, and call the ambulance? Can I go? I don't know. I hope the yeshiva has a defibrillator. Can you go and grab the defibrillator, turn it on, give the guy some shocks to the heart? Boom. Okay, great. Good to know. Okay? So we have a great heart right here. People on Nefesh is Doka Shabbos. But how do I know that? Shabbos, the Oraisa. We don't just willy-nilly throw Shabbos. Beautiful. So the Gemara here in Yoma, Daf Pehe, Amud Beis, gives us two potential answers where we learn this out that people never shokel Shabbos. The first one is Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, right? Or the second one, sorry. The first one we're going to say is Rabbi Shimon ben Minasya. Omer v'shamim neisal the Shabbos. Amra, okay. Al kiddush yishmor Shabbos harbe, right? First we learn v'shamru v'neisal Shabbos. We have to safeguard and keep the Shabbos, right? So better to be mechala one Shabbos so that you can keep the right. If all of a sudden you have a heart attack, we let him die. So we got one Shabbos, and now the next 500 Shabbos is that he could have lived. He's not going to be living in Olam Haba. He's going to be living in Olam Emes. He's not going to be able to be Shomer those Shabbos. So we're Mechalel Shabbos Echas. Kedesh Yishmor Shabbos Harbe. We're going to Mechalel one Shabbos that he's going to be able to live for many, many other Shabbosim. Second answer, the Gemara Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, right? The Pasuk tells us, V'chai Bohem. What's that? What's the deal we make from V'chai Bohem? You should live by the Torah. V'lo She'amus Bohem. By definition, we say, you're supposed to live by the Torah. We live our lives by the Torah. You shouldn't, because of some sort of law in the Torah, you shouldn't, that's not going to be a reason to kill yourself. Obviously, the big three are going to be an exception, Gilei Arayos, Avodah Zarah, and Shefichas Damim, but that's a discussion for a separate time, not for now. Maybe we'll discuss that before Purim. We'll have an interesting share maybe on that.
Why before Purim?
Because it's connected to Miguel's Esther. Maybe we'll discuss that in a few weeks. But right now, Gemara and Yoma, we learn out from these pesukim, Haraya v'chai b'hem, v'lo she'em musbehem. We have to do everything. We have to live by the Torah. The Torah is not a reason why someone should chas v'shalom give up their lives. The Rambam, this is a world famous Rambam, in Hilchos Deos, the very beginning of Perek Aleph, Ho will the hayos goof bari v'shale medarki Hashemu. Right, the derech of Hashem is that you should have a healthy body and a full body. Your body should be shalem, right? You should be healthy. Shari ef shar sheyavin oyodea davar miyidios aborei v'chole. Right, because you're not going to be able to fully understand the ways of the world and the way of a Kadosh Baruch Hu if you're sick. Levigach tzarek laharik adam atzmo medvarim ha'me'abdim et haguf. You have to stay very, very far away from any possible thing that could ruin your body. Based on this Rambam, there are poskim who say it's usher to drink Coca-Cola because it destroys your body. I know poskim who say, no, alimadil, because that's usher to drink Coca-Cola. It's usher to have those, you know, that third serving of gummy bears, right? Or whatever it is. You're not allowed to have things that are unhealthy. It's going to, that's a mavorish Rambam. And you have to live your life. You have to manage yourself. You have to live your life. The minhagei olam is that you should do things that are going to be healthy, that are going to be good for you, and that are going to cause you to be a healthy person, because that's how you're going to best be able to serve Hashem and understand the derech olam as it is. The rabbi elsewhere talks about tzeach u'shmiras nefesh and perek yud alef halacha dalid. There's a few other halachas off perek yud alef discussing different hanhagos that are good or bad for someone to do. To live a proper life. So here the Rambam says, right, you have a roof, right, or any other form of sakana, right? We already mentioned the roof. What do you have to do if you have a roof? You have to put a fence around it. Why? Because you have a chashash sakana, right? You have a nice barbecue on the roof. Maybe one of the guys, I don't know, maybe he had one or two more extra beers, I don't know. That's a different discussion for another time. Drinking in halacha, maybe also a parim sugya. But at the end of the day, right, Yotam came to the barbecue, he had three or four beers, he had an extra, you know, hard apple cider, he thought it was non-hard apple cider, all of a sudden, right, all of a sudden Yotam's dancing on the roof, and he's getting a schmack, and all of a sudden he falls off the side. No, you have to put up a fence around the roof before you can even host that barbecue up there, okay? So too, any other davar sheish masakana, v'ra'ui sheikashav adam, the amus, right? So too, if you have any possible davar sakana that someone could get hurt by or whatnot, right, you have a hole, you have a bore, or you have a well. So too, right, you have to go outside. You have to make sure that it's covered. Right, any possible thing that could lead to a possible sakana. Right, mitzvahs asay lasiro uli shamer mimenu li zamer davar yafe yafe. It is a mitzvahs asay midioraisa. Alima deolchaza midioraisa. The Rambam says you have something that could be possibly dangerous. Right, so you have to go midioraita to do whatever you can to set up safeguards and make sure that no one could get hurt by it. Right, yafe yafe, because the Torah says yishamer lecho shmor nafshecha. You have to protect yourself and your soul. Vim lo isir, and if you did not set up the prerequisite safeguards, right, you forgot to put up the fence on your roof, and you had the barbecue, and Yotam had too many beers, and all of a sudden Yotam dances off the roof, and you know, Baruch Hashem, you have a nice house, seven stories. Right, falls right off, boom, lands straight into your pool. Lutzareinu, Yotam's no longer with us. V'iniach mechsholos amivin lidei sakana. You left, right? You caused this form of sakana, and that you led to someone else falling. That's okay. Bitul mitzvah sasei. Not only is this, it's a bitul mitzvah sasei, so you lose out on a mitzvah sasei, and it's a mitzvah lotasei, because the pasuk says lotasim dami, and that's part of the pasuk of putting a fence on your roof. Before us, right, Psukim, we have, it's very important to safeguard our souls. Rambam, we have to do everything we can to live a healthy life, to not do things that are dangerous. And we have to go out of our way, mitzvah sasei midioraisa, to safeguard ourselves. Maybe you do. Bor b'shus harabim v'adai. Different discussion for now, b'seder. But it's a sakana. That's called lipnei, right, lo tamal adam re'echa. That's all sugya. Right, if you find a burning coal in the Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, different discussion, not for now, happy to discuss later. Let's try and stick to the topic, but definitely for sure there's going to be a...
So one could say that every time I look both ways before I cross the street, I'm being a...
Vadai, for sure, there's poskim who say it's usher to cross the street without looking both ways, right? Rav Nevensalt, usher to jaywalk, right? It's illegal.
In Israel, it's not jaywalking if you have enough chutzpah to pull it off.
Okay, the Ramah then tells us in Yoredeya, Kufdet Zayin, Steve, hey, and all the sugyos regarding machalos, sakanos, etc. Guys, but if we can, we can put our phones away and focus on shir. It would be really, really beneficial. The Rama tells us, zaher mikol dvarim ha-meviyim lidei sakana. You have to be very, very careful with anything. Doesn't matter what it is, anything that could lead to a potential sakana. We have to be very, very, very careful. Why? We have a klal in halacha. Ki sakanta chamira miyisura. Something that is dangerous is even more chamor than yisurim. Right, you have the opportunity to drink a cup of arsenic or to eat a piece of pork. Halakha l'maisa, which one do you eat?
Pork.
Okay?
Wait.
V'yesh lachosh yoter l'safek sakana, l'safek iser. And if you have a safek sakana, that is even more chumra. Generally, we'll say safek iser, right? Is that going to be l'chumra? Is that l'kula? Right? Helkos basar v'chalav. Right? You have a question. Is it meat and dairy? Is it not? I don't know. Right? We discussed last week with some of the guys. Right? If you use the pork beans instead of the vegetarian beans, and you don't know which can you use, then you're chilling. Right? So that's a safek iser. But what if it's a safek sakana? Right? You see, you have an empty beaker in your house where you kept all your arsenic, right? Because you're a physics guy or a chemistry guy, l'chora, right? Safek sakana, that's much more chamor than safek isurim. Okay? So let's continue. Is question?
No.
You're just stretching? Awesome. Okay? So now we're going to discuss the Lavush has two incredibly important aras. The first one on the Ramah we just learned. He quotes our pasuk in Dvarim, and he quotes both pasuk in Dvarim. And then he says, based on the lashon of the pasuk, we would have thought that really you just need to be very careful about yourself, right? Not to stay in Ratzacha. Even though it would have sounded like, you know, it's an Eitzah Tova, it's a nice thing, right? There's a discussion based on some of the tshuvos we'll see later. Maybe the Rambam is not a psak halacha. It's an Eitzah Tova. Don't do things that are bad for your health. You want to be a healthy person. It's a good idea. You'll be healthier. You'll be able to learn better. You'll be able to enjoy life better. You won't have to go to the doctor as often. Inshallah, Yisrael, amazing, Baruch Hashem. So the Levush says, l'chora, that's how we would have read these psukim. Mikol makom, samchu chazal amikros halalu. Chazal learned out from these psukim. Ve'ashru kol hadvarim ha'mevim es ha'adam lidei sakana. I could have said that these psukim are just, you know, it's good advice. Amazing, it's nice, it's a good idea.
They made forbidden all things which can bring you to danger.
Exactly, the Levush takes it further. No, Chazal said it's usur, prohibited. It's not just a good idea, it's not a bad idea. Don't do it, you cannot do it. Right, that's why some posts can say it's usur to drink Coca-Cola, it's usur to eat whatever, you know, some not such good things that exist in the Zaylam. Okay, and then he learns that from the second regarding Noah, right? As we saw in the Ramah. Okay, and as a result, right, you're not allowed to be misaki, right? It's not for other people, you're not allowed to be misaki yourself, right? You can't say, I don't care, I'm dangering myself, right? There's going to be a different discussion, maybe we'll discuss it, right? The halachic isser of committing suicide, right? You're not allowed to danger yourself, you're not the balabait of your own body, you can't hurt yourself. You know, you can't, you know, no cutting, no suicide. Not going to get that different discussion for now. Suicide. But you're not.
Suicide and cutting are two different things.
For sure, but both are endangering your body. You're both, suicide, you're putting a second
on yourself. If I give myself a little paper cut, I'm not endangering my body.
No, we mean like intentional suicide.
If I take a knife and I stab myself in the throat, that's different than.
Either way, not a discussion for now. You're not allowed to bring yourself to any sort of sakana. We have to be very makbid in all this. You can't be any, you can't, right? And then the Levush adds at the last line. If someone is intentionally causing harm to themselves or to others, it's usur api chazal. And what do you do when you have things that are, right, someone who's intentionally going over an isur derabanan, what do?
You kill him.
No, derabanan.
You whip him.
The Levush says, you see a guy doing something that's dangerous to himself. Levush, this isn't some, you know, fluffy svar. Levush is it's a sefer halachos on the Shulchan Aruch. Levush says, no, if someone is intentionally doing something dangerous, you have the right to forcefully stop him. And if he won't listen, you give him makos mardos, you give him lashes.
You have to differentiate between dangerous, as in like life-threatening, or dangerous, as in I'm going to break someone's arm. Because like it seems like you're kind of trying to... It's not the same thing.
Okay, different Akdaros and Sakana and Vashos. For sure, that'll be totally in statistics, how we relate to it. Different Shilos, as you point out. Oh, now I know why we're short on Makoros. I have a bunch of boxes here. Who doesn't pass this down, Daria? Not Daria. Again, not Daria. But we're going to say, basically, at the end of the day, right, Inachinami, the different statistics are going to play a role in this discussion. But Levush says, at the end of the day, if someone's doing something intentionally dangerous, right, you see the guy drinking Coca-Cola, you get together the base, then you start giving him lashes, right? Or you see a guy smoking, right? If you hold that, it's usur, right? You see a guy trying to commit suicide, you hold him down, you beat him instead, yeah. Right? You give him lashes.
Yeah.
Maybe. Not getting a different discussion another, right? I'm just saying, something that is clearly a davar mesukan, right? I'm going to an extreme here, right? Two extremes. We have a discussion on Coca-Cola, right? We can have a discussion on other things, but... Okay, that'll be a discussion more in the world of Hilchos Shabbos, but Enachinami. Levush and Choshen Mishpat discuss this also. Kola over Advarim, Elu V'chetzim, Omer Harini Misakin Atz, anyone who goes over the Isur Derabanan, I say, I'm going to hurt myself. Who cares? I'm hurting myself. I don't, what does it affect anyone else? If I cause, right, if I start doing something that's dangerous to myself, why does that affect anyone else? Why does Reuven care about what I do to myself? In Achinami, if I was hurting Shimon, Reuven would have to step in and intervene. But if I'm hurting myself, why does Reuven care? Right, if I have very bad practices, why should anyone else step in? That's between me and myself. No, Chas v'Shalom, we don't say such a thing. You have to step in and you give him Malkos Mardos, right? And this is an Isra Dior right there, because the Pasuk says, Shamar Lecha, Vishmar Nafshar Techa, Vanisar Bahem, Tavol Abracha, Vikabel Tov Meod. Right? Anyone who is makfid to live a healthy lifestyle, he will be getting much bracha, and that's going to be amazing. So far we've seen, seemingly categorically, the Psukim, the Rambam, the Gemara, that we have to go as far as we can to live a healthy lifestyle, do only good things, right? Seemingly it is very clear that one can or can't smoke. Assuming, right, modern science says smoking cigarettes is pretty bad. What?
Not killing me right now.
Not very quickly. It will once it's something that's addictive in your room.
No, I can no longer eat red meat, and I can no longer do anything that would ever.
There's going to be statistical differences between them, but in
economics.
Yeah,
so what do you
red
say
meat causes the same amount of cancer as cigarettes.
So what if,
no, it doesn't.
Because red meat does lead to cancer, actually.
Okay.
I would say that.
Ano Dome, the likelihood of getting cancer because you have red meat, let's say, you know, once a day,
no,
and the guy who's smoking two or three packs of cigarettes a day.
Like, not true, though. There's different types of cancer.
I'm aware.
What we learned was that degradation to the body itself is a problem.
For sure.
Like, among the things that a person can do, smoking cigarettes is among the foremost that will cause such long-term...
100%. Obviously, everything, there's a healthy balance, right? Eating red meat is healthy to a certain point. If you're having hamburgers from the fast food joint three times a day... What?
Have you ever read the China study?
No, but that's not a discussion for now. Okay,
so
the Seder. Okay, let's save it for a different discussion now. But let's try and see, move on and see the Gemara and Shabbos.
If you want to go to the extreme, you have to go do the extreme. The extreme is no red meat, no cigarettes, you have to run every day.
Yeah. Okay. Guys, one second. Let's table the discussion and try and move on to some of the Makoros. Sadik. David. David, let's table the discussion for right now. We can discuss this later, okay? Okay. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us of Kuf Chav Tet. It has a whole discussion about whether or not and when someone is allowed to do bloodletting. It should be noted in the times of the Gemara, bloodletting was considered healthy. Today, by the account of every doctor that I could ever that I think is alive, bloodletting is not considered a healthy thing, especially when you're doing it with leeches and not like, you know, you're donating blood to a blood bank. And they're doing, you know, with sterile needles to remove blood to give to people who need it. Here it's a heel, let's attach some leeches to your body, and we're gonna bloodlet. That is lekule alma, not very healthy. Okay. So the okay. The Gemara and Shabbos on Kuchla, guys. Let's okay. The Gemara and Shabbos Kuchla Tet discusses the whole situation of when and how often someone is allowed to bloodlet, which days of the week are they allowed, not allowed, the different mazalos, Erev Shabbos, etc. And then there's the whole question of, right, at the end of the day, the Gemara has one line, we don't want to get into the whole discussion, the timeline calendar of it, due to time, we're already a shtickle behind, but the Gemara says, Kevon didoshu be'rabim shomer psayim Hashem. Because it is something that is very common, then it is something that, right, it's something that people normally do, it's considered within the norms of society. So then, Shomer B'Sayim Hashem, sorry, because it's within the norms of society, you are allowed to do so. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects those people, right? You're not doing something like, you know, that's totally out there. So, you know, there's going to be a discussion, right? Maybe in a society where everyone smokes, that's the normal thing, that'll be different. But a society where almost, you know, Baruch Hashem, we live in a situation where the vast majority of people aren't smoking anymore, even people who are smoking, most of them, you know, are know the effects, and the amounts of smokers in the world have gone down significantly. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, Taf Tzadi Amud Beis, has a very important ha'ara that's going to be discussed in many different achronim in different ways. Hachovel bi'atzmo. Ava bi'she'eno rashai. Right? We already saw before that one is not allowed to danger themselves, right? Someone's not allowed to cause self-harm. Right? It's usher to cause self-harm. But what's the halacha if someone causes self-harm? Potter. Right? He's potter of alasar. It's only nisar derabanan. That'll tie into why the Levush says you could give him Malkos Mardos. Right? So from here we might say, potter of alasar, it's a nisar derabanan. You know, This is my type. I want to smoke. You know, let me do my thing. Shalom Yisrael. So until now, first 20 or so minutes of shir, psukim. Really, you have to take very good care of your body. Rambam, how important it is to lead a healthy life, to not do things that are dangerous to oneself. Gemara, where we learn out from that you know, we have to live by the mitzvos and not hurt ourselves. Okay, lavush, it's so important. It's not only an Eitz HaTova, it's mamish a mitzvah d'oraisa, and also there's an iser d'oraisa involved in self-harm. And if someone is harming themselves, then we have the opportunity to stop them and give them lashes. Okay, Gemara and Shabbos, something that seemingly is totally normative, is going to be allowed. But for comma though, if you self-harm, it's only going to be in Isser Derabanan. Maybe, I don't know. So now let's start seeing...
top of tall buildings just waiting for them to come and try and jump off.
That is quite odd, but okay. Let's try and see some of the post-game and discuss it. There's a fascinating... Right, we're going to try and see some Shuvot. The first one we're going to see is the Mishnah Halachos of Menashe Klein, one of the major poskim in the mid-1900s. Rav Menashe Klein is very, very interesting here because he basically opens up basically saying that, you know, he's aware that there's some danger involved in smoking and you're poshe begufo, you're harming yourself.
When was this?
Mid-1900s. Okay, he's quoting the Rav Moshe's tshuva. This is probably the late 1800s. I don't know when this one is.
The late 1800s.
I don't know when this tshuva was written exactly off the top of my head, but I think it's like, well, let's say 1970s, 1980s, maybe even the 90s. I don't remember. Right? So he's saying that, right? We see it from the Gemara and Shabbos, and also the same Svara is brought in Nida and Yevamos. That's Shomer Pesayim Hashem. God's brother is going to protect us. And then he says, there's many Gedolei Yisrael that smoke, right? There's many rabbis that smoke. So he basically, seemingly a lot of his tshuva, he's going along the line of saying, really, I would have thought that is prohibited to smoke because there is some danger involved. There is some sakana. But, right, my own rebbeim, my rabbis, my poskim, they smoke. So how can I say it's usher when my own rebbe was smoking?
That you can't start smoking.
One second. Okay, so you can't, right? Make a cut of the smoke, I'll show you my shemu, Indian la'atma, but I'll say, lachirim, p'tayim, la'ashin, svivot. I'm not even going to show you, I'll show you, I'll show you, I'll show you, right? And so, right, this is a part of Moshe, right? And then he says, "Ophiani was like the Ina Kabel, Tom, Mishomer, Mishum Shomer Sayyim Hashem. Look, Orai and Yireh, Hetzer Bein Latzor Bein Lachar Mishum Zachem. Look, Orai, based on this, I could smoke, right? There's a whole discussion in the postgame, not for now, a separate discussion, maybe if you guys are interested, about whether or not it's mutter to smoke in a public place, where second half, if I start smoking in the Migdal Medrash, that doesn't just affect me. There's the rest of the Chevra that are going to now have some secondhand smoke, you know, and that's going to affect them. So he says, the Chora, based on the Svar Shom B'Sayim Hashem, it would even be mutter, even in a place where other people are affected. Okay, one second. Let's we're going through it. We're going through it.
No, I'm saying literally the beginning of what you said.
I know.
That's
the line of the person who's asking the question, not the Mishnah Shalachos himself. B'davar Sha'alte, you're regarding your question, whether that's mutter, etc. Okay? Right, he says, the minhag olam is to smoke, right? Right. Okay. That's what he starts. One second. Yeah. We're going to get there. Take it. Give us a second, okay? So he says, basically, right? Many olam people smoke, right? There's a lot of people that are smoking, right? And there are going to be a lot of people who don't smoke. And mitam sakana v'gam anashim v'shem ha'ashnim gam ken ha'osim tachmulos v'pulos shalo la'ashem ela shakashan la'asim. There's people who smoke and they try so hard to stop smoking and they can't, right? It's hard to stop once you started. Okay? And dafka, for some people who are addicted to smoking, stopping to smoke is more harmful to them than continuing to smoke. Right? Breaking that habit is even more detrimental to break the addiction than to smoke in the first place. Okay? Right, and as a result, they're gonna. It's even harder. They stop smoking, and that only makes them have a stronger yetzer and taiva for it. And they go back to smoke because they miss it. Not only makes it worse, that's gonna cause them more harm. Okay, and place where it depends on the statistics. Okay, and right, he says the Ramah says you have to be mizari. I'm gonna call my environment. Okay, that don't come to sakana. Okay, he quotes the Ramah. Masha tzorik ani l'mudei l'mudei da davar da yeshuv mazik lav davar chadash. Wait, we know that. Right, it's not a new thing that we know that smoking is bad. Right, already I forget it was King James, right, or I forget which king in England, one of the English kings in the 16th century. Chad, everyone's smoking, but I don't understand. They're coughing from it. It clearly can't be healthy, and thus he refused to smoke. Even though everyone else said, he said, I see everyone coughing from it. It can't clearly that's not a healthy thing, and that's why he refused to smoke. I think there was even a point where he tried to outlaw smoking in England because of that.
smoking was not permitted in the English Parliament.
I don't remember, but it was all because he didn't know the science. Yeah.
Like, it was a big thing that he made an act, yeah. Gentlemen, you may smoke.
So he felt very strongly that even though he didn't know the science behind it, he saw the side effects and said this clearly can't be good. Okay? And he said there's many achronim who brought them in smaras. You know, you don't make a bracha when you're having tobacco. You don't make a bracha on it. Right? Maybe it's usher to get hanos from things in the world, but it's usher to get hanos from things in the world without a bracha. No, right? But basically because smoking is dangerous. Now, hold on. Let's finish the sentence. You don't make a bracha. Dan mevarchem al mazik, right? If you drink something that's dangerous, you don't make a bracha on it. Right? That's good, okay? The Chadomah is called the Varan, right, based on what the Varan says, etc. Then he brings a absolutely amazing line. He said, he asked the Sanzer, the Rebbe Misanz, right, the Divrei Yativ, right, he says the Sanzer Rebbe. This is an amazing line. You don't want to miss this. Highly recommend, if there's a time when you want to focus on a good line without looking at your phone, this is it. He asked the Sanzer Rebbe, what do you say, Halakha L'maisa, about smoking? And what did the Rebbe say? Right? And he says, he tells us that already. I heard what the Rebbeim said, the doctor said it's usher to smoke. The Amar Agoyin HaKadosh, Shrak Nisht Gracht Fleisch Vegam. Right? I don't speak Yiddish, but I spoke to someone who speaks Yiddish. What did the Sanzer Rebbe respond when he was asked about whether or not you're allowed to smoke? He responds, don't worry, smoked meat lasts longer, right? We know, you get raw meat, it's going to go bad. If you smoke it, it'll stay good for a long time. The Sanzer Rebbe said, don't worry, smoked meat lasts longer, it's fine, you can continue smoking. So, that's our first opinion, the Sanzer Rebbe, don't worry, in Echinami, they're open to say, but smoked meat lasts longer, it's fine, you can continue smoking. Okay?
Right, so and according to him, once he found out the information that he was wrong, then he would go back on it.
Not so posh, because he was approaching the Sanzer Rebbe and said, we know the doctors are saying it's bad for us, and he said, don't worry, it's fine. Shomer B'Sayim Hashem, fear not. Okay? And at the end of the day, maybe, but he seems to, seemingly the Sanzer Rebbe didn't live that long ago. But he's
and said it was in the earlier 1900s.
Later 1900s.
Hazurim gave a case of like there was a case of like someone was talking about like marijuana in terms of like Shemitah. You remember this, right?
Yeah.
Let's discuss marijuana and Shemitah after share, okay? I wanna.
No, it's like applicable to this. Like at first he thought that people were only using marijuana medicinally.
Okay, one second, guys.
No, I wasn't pointing at you. I was saying Rabbi Zirin. At first, it was not Rabbi Zirin.
Okay, guys. One second. Let's table this. We'll discuss it after. We only have 20 minutes. I know. For sure. We're going to discuss that. We're going to discuss that aspect. We have 20 minutes left. We have a lot of what to go through, so I'm hoping let's try and... Okay? So at the end of the day, the Mishnah Halacha basically says, we know smoking's bad for us. I can't say it's usser because my own rebellion did so. Right? The Mishnah Halacha is in a hard position because if he says it's usser, he feels like he's going to be moti laws on his own rebellion. He asked some of his rebellion and they said it's fine. Right? Baruch Hashem, I'm not in that place. My Rebbe, my Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yaakov Sin, he admits, he said he used to be a chain smoker when he was a bachur in yeshiva. He says, Amur Anan, right? Right? Eish Chamed, Mukar Arza, right? Agamem is back. But he says, you walk into the base marriage, everyone knew where I sat. There was an Eish Chamed, Agamem is back. Everyone knew I sat. There was a permanent cloud above my head. I kid you not. I spoke to him, I verified the story with him this morning. I remember I spoke to him about this a few years ago when I was in the army. We'll discuss that when we see Rav Moshe. Rav Yaakovson says about himself, he says, there was a permanent cloud above my Malcolm, just like the Mizbeach. Everyone knew where I sat. He just had to look up. Oh, there's the cloud. I know where Rav Yaakovson sitting as a Bacher. But then he said, He verified his morning about a half year after he got married in Tavshin, I think he said Lamed Chen in 78, I believe it was. He said he read an article about the statistics of smoking. He read that article. He said it's an Isser D'oraita to smoke, and he stopped smoking on the spot. He read one article, saw all the statistics, and quit cold turkey.
He must have gotten really fast.
So I can't, right? I don't have the same svara. The Mishnah Halachos is Rebbeim smoke. I don't have that problem. My Rebbeim don't smoke. And the Rebbeim of mine, who used to smoke, when they found out the Metzias, they said, no, it's usher to smoke. So for me, I don't have this problem. But what if all your Rebbeim were chain smokers, right? Rav Chaim Ozer is sitting there with his cigarette. He's talking about the Mikdash. And Rav Ginsburg sitting there with his cigarettes. He's talking about Aristotle and Socrates. And Rabbi Ziering sitting there with his cigarettes. He's talking about Minhag and globalization and the modern world and how it all comes together, right? All of a sudden, all the Rebbeim are sitting here smoking. You're saying, ah, the Chorah, it's probably usher. And then you're going to go and ask your Rebbe, and you know, Rebbe, is it us or smoke? Is he sitting there puffing away? It's, you know, you're gonna feel, it's going to be very odd. So Baruch Hashem, I don't have that problem. My Rebbe don't smoke. And those of mine that smoke, my Rosh Hashiva, when he smoked, he said the minute he found out, the statistics said it's us or he quit cold turkey on the spot. Isra Dior writes or refused to smoke again. Right? So I don't have that problem, but the Mishnah Halacha, as we said, I can't say it's Mamish Usser, but I can say it's probably not recommended.
If you have a different problem with your Rebbeim or saying crazy things, then whether or not...
Okay, but maybe it wasn't so crazy in their eyes.
What do you mean it wasn't so crazy? When everyone else is telling them that smoking is not healthy...
Okay, but if they're going to say, Shomer B'Sayim Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look out for me, I don't need to worry. Because it goes back to the Gemara and Shabbos. Dashu Be'Rabim. It's something that's normal. There's thousands and thousands. Like, the cigarette business is a multi-billion-dollar business.
There's clearly it's not good for you.
No, there's some people out there who can't read or are very uneducated
I've actually had arguments with people that said, oh, the statistics are messed up.
Right? We'll see.
Bro.
Okay.
Bro. Wait, there's more shots that says Hashem will look out for you?
Yeah.
So are people using that against getting COVID vaccines? That also,
yeah, 100%.
No, yeah, we know.
No, vaccines is different.
People are using the same svaras.
No, see.
Why is vaccines different?
Because there's enough
people. Okay.
Why is vaccines different?
There's enough people actually okay. Evidence
that you... We're not discussing vaccines. We're talking about cigarettes, right? I don't know which is the more hot topic, but let's avoid vaccines for now. Not our discussion for today. But yes, the svara of Shomer B'Sayim Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look out for me. I'm doing the mitzvahs. I'm sitting. I'm learning Torah. Is definitely a svara that's used in the religious community, right? Obviously, all the anti-vaxxers in America are not like, oh, Shomer B'Sayim Hashem. And like, you know, I guess, you know, in the Bible Belt, maybe that is the svara. I don't know.
Just know that it's not going to kill them if they get corona. You'll get a mild cold.
Okay, not our discussion for now, but definitely within the... Guys. Guys, let's table discussions not relevant to our sugya. We have 20 minutes left. Let's try and go through this, and we can have discussions during dinner as much as you guys want. Deal? Awesome. No, it's saying we want to cover the sources, and well, we can discuss it more later. But right now, we want to cover the sources and get through shir. Okay? So the Tzitz Eliezer has a different approach, right? He opens off, right? And he says, right, there's people, right? He opens up a whole discussion about, right, smoking, etc., goes through it. Okay, and he's right. No, the Tzitz Eliezer of Eliezer Waldenberg, he was the posting for Shari Tzedek, right? He was involved in Shari Tzedek on a daily basis.
Shari Tzedek?
The hospital in Yerushalayim.
Oh. Yeah, I was right by the River Shabbos.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. Hopefully, you didn't have to visit, except for Bikur Cholim. Okay, so he's asking, right? Right, we know, right? We said it. We have Mea Eden that tell us that someone who smokes is as if they're like, it's as if you're eating a, you know, you're taking a boiling coal and putting it inside your body. Everyone knows. Without assumed question, there's no question. Exactly. He says, it's as clear as if we had 100 witnesses who tell us that smoking is bad for you, it's dangerous, it is no good. And it is going to be detrimental and harmful to the body of the smoker in the worst possible way. Right? It's going to bring you to, right? It shortens your life, chas v'shalom, and it brings all types of different machalos, and the statistics that have been publicized are really, really horrible. And show how bad it is, etc. He quotes different, right? All the some of the medicine around, right? And the Rofim say, right? The Gazru Omer Kimi Amashenu Kotel Arishon Shalano Shiot, right? You're killing yourself. You're gonna shorten your life 100%. Lo Orzet Nira Barur Lo Lotzel Shalosavik Ki Ein Makom Lit Barich Belev, right? For sure, you can't make a bracha on it, right? There's some people who want to say, oh, can you make a bracha on smoking, or at least have kavana in your head, right? No shame on malchus. Ah, Shekol Nia Bidvara Kishmak. Have a nice smoke. It's awesome. No, you can't even have a hero bracha. It's mamish. You can't do that. For sure, you can't have a bracha. Okay. And anyone who says, right, you're not allowed to smoke, right? You shouldn't, right? You shouldn't start smoking. We see Chazal tells so many places you're not allowed to join. It's going to lead to sakana. Okay. He keeps going. We're going to try and skip around. He quotes some of the discussions we had earlier. Okay. Sikuma Dvarim, he says, right, at the end, right, you're going to be chova yourself. You're hurting yourself. And Echinami, it's only in the Sidra Abana. Yeah, it's only in the Sidra Abana, but you're not allowed to. Doesn't matter. It's in the Sidra Abana. Does mean, okay, yeah, it's in the Sidra Abana. The rabbis, it's not your Raisa. Shkayach, I'm going to do it. No. It's in the Sidra Abana. You can't do it. Reishis, Mishuman, Rashmadimon, Avstechim. No, because chova batzma. Your self-harm is only going to be in the Sidra Abana.
But how is it only chova if you're actually shortening your life physically?
Because that's still called Kabbalah. It's not a direct right now action. So I hear what you're asking. I don't have a very succinct answer. But Lechora, as in the Tzadiyaz are saying, these quoting the Gemara we saw in Tshuvas and Daftz, was it Tzadi Amid Beis? Sorry, Bava Kama, Tzadi Amid Beis. Okay?
Oh, and that wouldn't even shorten your life then, I would say, isn't even a chovah.
No, it's still a chovah. Like if I take a scissor and I cut off the tip of my finger, that's not necessarily going to shorten my life, but that's still chovah b'atzmo. For sure it is.
If you're saying that...
Chovah, not a discussion for now, but Dina Chabala. Okay? But Lamaisa, any sort of Chabala is going to be called in Isser Darabanan. But in Echinami, for other reasons, it's the Dinder Aita, right? Mishum Nasharatim El Nashatechem, Lo Dinu Da'alo Teva Mulah Shal Kash Baruch Hu, Lechvodo Baranu, right? Your Kash Baruch Hu created us to, right? Lechvodo, right? Vinasa Lekol Echa Bechasno Kach, Kavish Atzarko, Tarada, he gave you your Kach. Vein Yarsha Oved, right? You can't, you're a slave. You can't, you know, force yourself to hurt. You're like a slave. If he hurts himself, not only does he hurt, you know, he's usher mitzad himself, it's also dine mamanis against his master. So too, if you hurt yourself, it's not just a question about you versus yourself. You're stealing from God. The body that God put on this world. It's as if a slave, if you were a slave, cuts off his hand, he has to pay his own master because he's causing his master, right, not getting discussed on slavery, but the slave who cuts off his own hand is going to be causing his master, you know, monetary damage. Okay? Right? Okay, near Elevianus. Daiti Yesh Makom Nerchav, La Sword Ishra Bi Halacha. There's much space to say it's Usr according to Halacha to smoke. Ube Yichud La Rot Zeh Isr, Mana, Ainu Limino Yishun, Etzim, Ela Shadain Lo Yitzmakru, La Regel Zeh, Shal Ishun, right? Shasha, right, if someone who hasn't started smoking, it's for a short usher, you can't do it. But if someone's already addicted, right, it's so hard to stop. Come if I'm in the atzmo, right, zakugum, matzim gidolim, you have to give, it takes so much koach to just stop. Most people aren't like Rav Yaakovson who could stop cold turkey. Share lemaisa, who tsarich, aval bich, and the prosh bechol, jacob, and time. Use, even though I know it's hard for you to stop, it's difficult, you have to do everything you possibly can to stop smoking. And that says for sure it's us to start, and you have to do everything you possibly can to stop smoking. You understand how hard it is to stop. People have an addiction, but you have to do everything within your koch to stop. Shevet Alevi died, he died when I was in Pesach, when I was in the army. So what was this, you know? Pesach 2014, right? Even Nifter recently knew all the right major posek in Bnei Brak, right? Shoot Shevet Alevi, we discussed him in the past. Has a tshuva about this. He goes through the Rambam, okay? He quotes the Chasam Sofer, right? That he quotes the Rambam and says, right? They said about this. Right? If you weren't careful with your own life, the Chasam Sofer has a diuk, that is, it's as if you spilled the blood, right? You didn't take the precautions to put up the fence. You didn't take the precautions to cover or make a fence around the pit. You didn't take the precautions to stop smoking. It's as if you're a murderer, right? That would be, he's the Chasam Sofer saying the point that you said. It's not just Chabala. It's like, it's Kilo, you're part of the road. You're the Rotzeach. Right. And then he says, right, we saw how bad it is. The post give the doctors to tell us they know how dangerous it is that it's to smoke. Right, we know, right, that there's no suffix that hundreds of thousands of people die as a result, have died because of cigarettes. Okay, and it's totally known how horrible, right, the cigarettes, the disease they cause to someone's lungs and to their heart, and so many other things. Again, baru la halacha de iser gamer la hatchila shein b'yemei bachuros begilter. It's for sure usher for people to start smoking in their young age, right? The alahorim amorim acharchem mutachov gamor apiatar limnam mizdeh. Teachers, parents, you have a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv to tell your kids it's usher to smoke. You see someone smoking, you go over, you take a cigarette, you throw it in the garbage. Obviously, you put it out first. We don't want to cause, you know, forest fires or burn down buildings. But you take it out, you put it out, you destroy it. No, you can't smoke. Call me Shikfar. Here, Gilat will smoke. Someone who's, unfortunately, they're already addicted, right? We see there's a difference in someone who's already addicted versus someone who has never started. Right, they're starting it.
Our current conclusion seems to be you can't pick it up.
You for sure can't start, the Shevet Alevi says. For someone who's already addicted, you have to do everything you can to not smoke again in the future. Chalila Hashem Mekomos. And then he says smoking in public places is for sure usher, even if you're already addicted. Okay? Shevet Alevi is saying very similar to the Tzitz Eliezer. Usher to start smoking. If you're already addicted, you have to do as much as you can. You got to go to the, you know, Smokers Anonymous groups. You got to take those nicotine patches and wear them all day. You got to, whatever it is, chew the gum. I don't know what else they've got these days. You know, I don't think we're, you know, electric shock therapy. I'm not sure what they do for smokers anymore. But we got to do whatever we can. You have to pay. Go to whatever therapy, to whatever group it takes. You have to go as far as you can, to do whatever you can to stop smoking. That's what the other Shevet Alevi are saying. Rav Moshe has a few tshuvos on this that are very, very important. Rav Moshe basically says in He has a bunch of tshuvos both on Inyanei Choshen Mishpat regarding smoking, where it's going to cause very damage to other people. Can people smoke in shoals or matei medrashes? Right, he has shaylos whether that's supposed to smoke on Yantif, etc. Rav Moshe basically comes down to a conclusion that it's really, really bad. You can't start smoking also, but someone who's already smoking, lemaisa, you shouldn't do it. But someone who's already smoking, it's gone below Inyanei Choshen Sakana Zeh, yesh l'aser l'adraga, you can't start, but someone who's already smoking lav davka, Rav Moshe comes very close to saying it's usher, but doesn't actually say it's usher. It should be noted, as we'll see later, that both his son-in-law, Rav Tendler, Zatzal, who passed away a few months ago, and his son, Rav David Feinstein, Zatzal, who passed away last year, both of them came out, who had discussed this with Rav Moshe, both of them publicly said, and it's in writing, you'll see Rav Tendler signed off on the article, the RCA letter that we'll see later. Oh, did I not put it on here? Maybe I didn't put it on here, I'm not sure. No, I didn't put it on here. There's a whole 11 or 12 page letter put out by the RCA about smoking in halacha. Rav Tendler is one of the signers on the article, and he said so publicly, as did Rav David Feinstein, that if Rav Moshe was alive today, Rav Moshe would 100% say that it is usher to smoke, b'zman hazeh 1,000%. Rav Moshe also goes far enough to say that, let's say you don't smoke, but you carry a lighter, and someone asks you, can I borrow your lighter? It's not a question of Lipnei Aver, not a whole discussion for Lipnei Aver, right? Maybe it is or isn't allowed. But I can tell you a story quickly about myself. When I was in the army, we were out in the field, and I always, in the army, you always carry a lighter, but for some reason, I was the only one that had a lighter, and one of my officers, my commanders, would smoke, and he came over to me, and he said, can I borrow your lighter? I need a smoke. And there's machloket, Rav Moshe, Rav Chazonish, and Rav Shlomo Zalman about Lipnei Aver. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's things that Lechora are generally usher because of Lipnei Aver.
Was your commanding officer asking you for a light overrule?
No, 100% not. Okay? Rav Shlomo Zalman has a whole chiddush, because maybe we'll discuss it in a different week, has a fascinating tshuva where he says that Lipnei Aver doesn't apply in a case where the person might going to come to hate religious Jews. It's going to lead to sinna. Chazir says that's not true, and Mekomos of Yisrael Yidara'ita, he's called on Rav Shlomo Zalman. And I personally hold, like my Rosh Yeshiva and many of the poskim, that smoking is an Isra D'Oraisa. And I lied to him face point blank. I said, no, I don't have my lighter. I lent it to someone else. I don't know where it is. Okay? And I felt that I spoke to some Rebbeim afterwards. I said, based on the Chazon Ish, based on the modern science, it's an Isra D'Oraisa to smoke. Maybe you shouldn't even make it like Rav Shlomo Zalman, but to be machmir for the Chazon Ish and to not give your lighter to someone who's smoking, there's definitely room to do that. Even though Rav Moshe says clearly otherwise, I think Rav Moshe, even once he saw it, right, like Rav David Feinstein and Rav Tendler said, if had he known the current statistics, had he known Rav Moshe was nifter, what was it, 84, I think it was, right? Had he known the statistics that have come out since 1984, or when the tshuvos were written even earlier, right? These are both Mechelek Beis and the Igros Moshe. Those were written in the 70s, right? Rav Moshe would for sure have said it was an Isra D'Oraisa. That's what both his sons say. Rav Yashiv, right? The Gadol Posek, after Rav Shlomo Zalman, right? With Me'asharim, in the passed away in 2012, 2011, 2013, right?
Oh, is
this
the guy
who
wrote all the statistics?
No. So, his discussion is whether you can smoke in public places also. But at the end of the day, he says, right, everything we say, right, it's very, very dangerous to smoke, right? Even though the rope women are, the doctors are dangerous, said that it's horrible, it has negative effects to you and to the people around you. Right? It's not completely wiped out. There still are people who smoke in our generation. There's plenty of people. He's in Me'asharim. He knows plenty of people who smoke it from the time they turn 7. Or, the bar mitzvah. Your bar mitzvah gift from grandma. She comes and she gives you, here's your first box of cigarettes. What a wonderful bar mitzvah gift. You can get a set of Rambam. You can get a check. You can get some cigarettes. Right? Let's hold the question. I want to try and... We have 6 minutes left. Try and at least attempt to cover some of this.
5 minutes.
And... We started 6 minutes late, so I don't know. Maybe we should continue in. I don't know. Well, that'll be up to the chevra. Rav Yashu says there's plenty of people who they've been smoking their whole lives. They're totally healthy. So, maybe it's not, a once-size-shoe-fits-all. For some people, it might not necessarily be the worst thing for them. Okay, but he says, right, and then he quotes the Kevin Dashu Be'arabanim, V'lo shamanu l'man d'chashalem l'hoshis kafror l'misha ba'lavakesh avor sigariya shalom. And there's no isser to give someone. He recommends not smoking, but he says plenty of people do it. I can't say it's mamish usser. Similar to the Mishnah Halachos, plenty of people do it. Lav dafka, is it usser? And if someone asks you for a light, lav dafka, is that going to be problematic? Rav Asher Weiss, his tshuva is mainly dealing with Minchas Asher Chelik Aleph. His tshuva is Simon Lamed Hay. and the following tshuva are dealing with smoking on Yantif. But, as we mentioned, smoking on Yantif, we have to discuss the actual fact of smoking. Due to time, we're going to say very shortly, outside, Rav Asher Weiss basically says, smoking is really bad. The isser is, there's an isser of smoking, but, the isser is smoking, Rav Asher Weiss says, but to have a single cigarette is not usser. Right?
But that's smoking, no?
No, one cigarette is not going to negatively affect your life. Oh. Right? As in, all of a sudden, you know, you have one cigar because, you know, you're playing, you know, whatever. You're having a cigar, lechvod, I don't know, whatever. I don't know. To me, they just look and smell gross and they're weird. But let's just, no, that's probably also for other reasons. But you just want to have one cigarette. Rav Asher Weiss says one cigarette is usser. To start smoking or to smoke consistently is for sure usser. But if you have one cigarette a year, look over Rav Asher Weiss and say that's fine because that's not going to lead to serious negative effects. But obviously, right, also one cigarette, just one, is not going to lead you to be addicted to it. It's a process, right? It's, as my wife would say, it's Stockholm Syndrome. You know, you get, you take out, oh, everyone's in smoking school. It tastes good, so you're going to keep doing it. Okay? Right? Rav Dov Lior, one of the Gdolei HaPoskim of the Dati Lumi world, the former chief rabbi of Chevron Kiryat Arba, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Nir, now he's retired, and his co-Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Waldenberg, the former Nasi, was just Nifter last week. He says, it's also right, the question was asked him about smoking on Yantif, and he says, what does he write? He says, five words. He was asked, can I smoke on Yantif? What are his five words? Ishun, Sigariot, Aser, Kol Hashana. Don't ask me, can I smoke on Yantif? It's Aser, smoke every single day of the year. Right? Pnei Halakha also says it's Aser, right? And he quotes from the other quoted also, that's why I didn't bring it on the source sheet. The Chavetz Chaim already said that it's Aser to smoke cigarettes. And the Chavetz Chaim is the turn of the 1900s, the turn of the 20th century, the Chavetz Chaim came out. Correct. Yes. Okay? The Chavetz Chaim came out Lamaisa and said it's Aser to smoke. Right, and the Pnei Halacha goes so far. Overall, iser chamor lo tirtzach on iskar baseres dibros. Someone who smokes, that's an iser dioraisa, not for everything we said. The Pnei Halacha of Malamed says it's lo tirtzach. It is complete and total murder. One of the baseres dibros. And then we see, you'll see here. I don't want to go into it too much now because of the time. Rav Bleish in an article in Tradition, and Rabbi Chaim Jachter in an article. Yeah, he quotes Rav David Cohen, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Rav Schechter, Rav Gedalia Dov Schwartz, Zatzal, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Rav Mordechai Willig, the Halakha Committee of the RCA, right? And Rav Moshe, another one of Rav Moshe's students, Rav Chaim Greenblatt, Rav Nevenzal, Rav Chaim David Alevi, Rav, right? He quotes Rav Shmuel Zalman Orbach and many others. He says, Lemaisa say it's usher to smoke. Lemaisa, at the end of the day, we saw an interesting discussion, okay? Pesukim Midyoraisa. Help more to safeguard our lives, do everything we can to live a healthy life, Kederach HaTorah. We have to do right. From there, we see the discussion in the postgame, right? Jolcha Shabbos, Shulcha the Ramah, and the Ramban, how hard we have to go. We're just summarizing. Two, live a healthy lifestyle. Lavush, it's mamish a mitzvah. You could give someone Makos Mardos. Gemara Shabbos, something that's normal. Maybe it's still okay, even though it has some danger involved. Okay? Then we saw the Gemara Bava Kama. It's only an Issa Darabana to hurt oneself. And we saw the Chora, the Shevet Halevi, and the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer and the Shevet Halevi, okay, have say that it's usher to start smoking. For someone who currently smokes, they have to do everything they can to stop. The Reyatsiv and the Mishnah Halachos, it's really bad to smoke, but the Reyatsiv really is fine to smoke. Mishnah Halachos, it's really bad to smoke, but you really shouldn't. But I can't say it's usher. Similar to what Rav Moshe says, but then Rav Moshe's Talmidim and students all say Bismarck for sure would agree. Rav Asher Weiss, it's usher to start smoking, it's usher to smoke, but to have one cigarette, you know, once in a blue moon, that's not going to be it. There's no isser in the single cigarette, it's an isser of how it affects your lifestyle, right? Rav Moshe's Talmidim and most poskim Bismarck who are alive today really do say there's an isser dioraisa to smoke, and I would recommend to every single one of you to do everything you can. Mezrat Hashem, not to smoke. We should not know. Baruch Hashem, in the next generation, your children, this won't be a shayla, and we will have a life without cigarettes. Amen.